Sally and I visited the new art museum on the weekend. Wait, no. Could it be Sally and me visited the new art museum? Is it Sally and I or Sally and me? It's about time that we get this right once and for all. Hi, I'm Natasha, and welcome back to another episode of Everyday English with E2, where each week we focus on English grammar, vocabulary, or pronunciation, as well as some speaking, writing, reading, and listening strategies. And this week, it's all about grammar, and in particular, when to use the pronouns I or me. To get the most out of today's podcast, I recommend you grab a pen and paper and jot some notes down while you listen along. But before we go any further, let me tell you about our E2 English Beginner, Intermediate, and Advanced English courses available at e2english.com. There you can practice and develop your speaking, writing, reading, and listening skills with lessons for any English skill level. Check it out! Okay, back to class now. The Sally and I or Sally and me mix-up happens to all of us, even native English speakers. Many of you might already know that this is an English grammar concept, but you might be wondering, what specific grammar concept is it? Today, we're going to be focusing on the difference between subject and object pronouns, particularly me and I, and when to use them. Now, you might be thinking, well, Natasha, what exactly are subject and object pronouns? Subject pronouns are used as the subject of the verb, meaning that the subject is the one performing the action, and it usually comes at the start of the sentence like this. I called the restaurant to confirm our dinner booking. I is a subject pronoun. On the other hand, an object pronoun serves as the object of the verb, meaning that it represents the thing or person that is affected by the action, and it generally comes after a verb like this. The teacher gave me extra responsibilities. Me is an object pronoun. What if the sentence needed to say, Jasmine and I, or Jasmine and me called the restaurant to confirm our dinner booking? How do we know whether to use I or me? There's a simple hack I'm going to teach you. Split the sentence you are unsure about into two sentences. Follow along closely. Let's start with Jasmine and I called the restaurant to confirm our dinner booking, which becomes Jasmine called the restaurant to confirm our dinner booking and I called the restaurant to confirm our dinner booking. They both sound correct on their own. Now let's try the other version. Jasmine and me called the restaurant to confirm our dinner booking. Split this into two separate sentences. Jasmine called the restaurant to confirm our dinner booking and me called the restaurant to confirm our dinner booking. Well, that sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? So we can safely say that the subject pronoun I works best in this sentence instead of the object pronoun me. You could have also figured this out because the pronoun needed to come before the verb. Let's try another example. Take the sentence, the teacher gave my friends and I extra responsibilities. Okay, let's split it into two sentences. The teacher gave my friends extra responsibilities and the teacher gave I extra responsibilities. Uh-oh, that last sentence sounds incorrect. Let's try putting me in the sentence instead of I. The teacher gave my friends and me extra responsibilities. Test it out with the two separate sentences. The teacher gave my friends extra responsibilities and the teacher gave me extra responsibilities. Yes, that's correct. In this case, the object pronoun me is what makes the sentence correct. The teacher gave my friends and me extra responsibilities. We also know this is the right answer because the pronoun needed to come after the verb. I hope you enjoyed learning how to improve your grammar, especially when to use me and I. And remember, if you want to continue to develop your speaking, writing, reading, and listening skills and more, make sure you head to e2english.com. That's all from me today. Remember, when in doubt, split your sentence up and listen for which pronoun sounds correct, me or I. And don't forget to subscribe to the E2 English podcast. E2 and me, I mean, E2 and I will see you back here in 2 weeks.